I arrived in this quaint Austrian town late one evening and right away noticed the number of youths hanging outside the city's main train station. I heard two of them singing a popular Syrian song I was familiar with. These young men had likely been in Salzburg for some time. The 2016 agreement between Turkey and the EU to halt the flow of refugees and migrants has led to tightening border regulations and security by many European countries. It's also left tens of thousands of people trapped en route. Many had been heading for Germany through Austria, more specifically through Salzburg, which sits along the two countries' borders. A year on, and native residents are becoming more opinionated.
There are so many people here, and no, we don't like refugees. They are taking our jobs and they're taking our places and for free, and they get everything. And
of course, nobody likes when refugees are here, and it's easy to say refugees, they are the problem for everything, you know? Everything that's wrong is with the refugees.
Terrible.
At Mirabel Palace, one of Salzburg's more popular tourist attractions, the violinist welcoming guests did not look Austrian. In the grounds of the palace, a Turkish wedding was taking place, complete with Turkish music and dance. When migrants and refugees began arriving in Austria in 2015, they were welcomed by many locals, such as Sandra Batar.
They have so bad times, and we want to welcome them really, really warmly. We are all humans. We want to say, come here, come to Austria. We'll share everything. We have it good here. We want to have you here against a few other people that say, no, don't come here. We want to make a sign and say we are all humans.
Yet no one expected the crisis to last as long as it has. Fears over immigration led to a surge in support for Austria's far-right Freedom Party, whose leader lost last May's presidential elections by less than 1%.
Stay in line together with your families and prepare your passports and documents.
In 2016, the Austrian government announced a cap on asylum applications of 37,500 and adopted one of Europe's toughest asylum laws, allowing border officials to reject asylum seekers directly at the border, including from war-torn countries like Syria, a move heavily criticized by the United Nations. Yet many Salzburg residents, like Christian Skoldi, agree with limiting those allowed in.
They just walked through here. They walked through here. Nobody stopped them. So we have to do this because we cannot let everyone in, because I think every refugee is here. They have to have the chance to integrate them, to get the job, to learn the language, and we have to help these people. But you see, in Europe, some people, they don't even take a single one refugees, and all other ones should handle it. This is not possible.
Resident Magistrate Bucky Pakai agrees.
Also andere größere Staaten haben ja wenig Flüchtlinge bis jetzt auch, ne?
Other large countries have taken fewer refugees, so if the wave of refugees keeps coming, other large European countries need to do more. Or maybe Canada or Australia, they're not doing anything. I think there is room for improvement in all directions. We don't need to close down all the routes, but every country should, based on their population density, take their share.
Later that day, I crossed Salzburg's Makartsteg pedestrian bridge, made popular by the sea of padlocks attached to its fencing, each one professing a couple's love for each other. Jonas loves Sophia, Isabel hearts Alexander, Mohammed and Rania forever. The Austrian accordion player at the end of the bridge told me that the number of locks had tripled in the last 2 years alone, and then rolled his eyes. Christian Skoldi says fear is perpetrating negative perceptions of these newcomers.
The refugees are many young men. They're in a group on the train station or so. And I have some employees in my company. They have fear to walk through to the train station. I don't know if it's maybe the media sent this signal. One problem with the refugees, it's big in the newspaper, and then every problem which you have, it's easy to say it's the refugees.
Generalizations are also not helping matters. Magistrate Bucky Pakai.
Wir sind Menschen, aber man muss es rechtlich regulieren. Ja, also die Berechtigten.
The legitimate refugees from countries where there are wars going on, that's obvious. They should receive asylum. But countries like Iran, that's not a dangerous country, and everyone can live a normal life there. Parts of Afghanistan aren't dangerous either. Syrians are very hardworking and good people. We should support them. Iraqis as well. But those from North Africa are problematic quite often.
Hamid Abdi from Somalia, my taxi driver that evening, has been working hard as a cab driver in Salzburg for 10 years.
You've been here for 10 years?
Yeah.
Have you noticed a difference
in the people here sort of in the last 2-3 years with this whole upsurge of refugees from Syria or Afghanistan?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely, really? Yeah. Before, when I was here the first time, the people is quite, but the government, all of them, they are welcome, you know. Before, it was easy, everything. Mm-hmm. But last 3-4 years, here's always, you know, down to down, you know.
More difficult.
Yeah,
right?
More difficult.
Hamid said once he learned the language, it was much more accepted. With new attempts to cross into Germany expected this spring, Berlin is doubling the number of permanently stationed police officers along its Bavarian border with Austria to more than 1,000. There is also concern that increasing political tensions between Turkey and the EU could lead to Ankara scrapping the refugee deal and flooding Europe with as many as 15,000 refugees every month. And Little Salzburg, seen as one of the main gateways into Germany, the chosen destination for many refugees and migrants, could very well feel the pressure of these deteriorating diplomatic relations as the ratio of refugees to residents increases. Natalie Carney, DW, Salzburg, Austria.